I trust that you're doing really good, having a great day in Christ. It's been a glorious day so far. Good to be here with you, and there's something I want to share with you that I think is really significant. Because you see, it's the life that Jesus lives, that's the bar that's set in terms of what's normal Christianity. See, we don't get to set the bar and say this is normal Christianity, because if we do, often the flesh will deceive us and we'll set the bar much lower than normal. Because normal is not what you've been experiencing unless you've been experiencing the fullness of Christ. Because Jesus and the life that he lives is normal. If Christ is living in you to live his life through you, then the life that you live and the life I live should look like the life that we see in scriptures. That's normal. Normal in terms of purity, normal in terms of power, normal in terms of passion. That would be his normal. He's the standard. And so we talk about being surrendered because you're one with Christ. The normal that we're supposed to walk in is the surrendered heart of Jesus. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you get immersed into the very nature, life, and obedient heart of Jesus. And so we're now no longer driven by our own concept, our own perspective. You know, we don't live by our own faith. It's, scripture tells us we live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the things he believes in. When I approach a situation, or like today, giving words and things like that, I'm not doing this by how much faith I have. I'm in Christ, and if he has faith for it, then I can go for it. I'm resting in the fact he has faith for it. So I go for it because of what he believes. Faith always starts with what he believes, not what you believe, but always with what he believes. And when you know what he believes, then you simply yield to and rest in and act in light of what he believes. And so we want to think about that way in terms of obedience and surrender also. So I'm going to show you this verse, a really simple one. And this is from 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Now notice what that says. We are taking every thought captive. That's pretty inclusive, every thought. And we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. It doesn't say to the obedience to Christ. We're not like trying to take captives and surrender them to Jesus. I think that's what people think this means. And I don't know if you've discovered that becomes a real source of works. It becomes a real struggle trying to take every thought captive to the obedience to Jesus. Surrender every thought to him. That's not what he says. It says, take every thought captive to his obedience. Every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. It's the obedience of Jesus that is our standard. Now, for some people, that may seem like a very threatening word. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can ever walk in the obedience of Jesus. When I see things like this, it's an enchanting word to me. It's part of an enchanting story. This enchanted story that says that I'm in union with Christ and that Jesus Christ wants to live his life through me. His life. My inclusion into the life that Jesus lives and the favor he has with the Father, that's what I get to walk out. That's what I get to experience. And so Christ-likeness is not you're trying really hard to grow more and more like Christ, and that you've sort of climbed that ladder. Maybe you've made 20% progress in the last 20 years. No. Christ-likeness is allowing Christ himself to live through you. And he knows how to be himself. Now, do we discover more and more about Christ-likeness? Yes, we're forever discovering and going for more. But you can walk in the full measure of Christ-likeness at any time by simply yielding to his obedience, simply abiding in his obedience, simply saying yes to the fact that you now live by his obedience. And then he tells you what's okay and what's not okay, what's appropriate and not what's not appropriate, what's to think and not think, what's to say and not say, what's to do and not do. You're now living from him. Jesus said he did nothing on his own initiative. He only did those things he saw the Father doing. That's what we're talking about. I do nothing on my own initiative. I'm only going to do those things I see Jesus doing. Not out there somewhere, but I see the Christ in me. What are you doing? Because it's no longer my standard. It's no longer my idea of surrender. Every thought captive to your obedience. Lord, how do you see this situation? How do you feel about this person? What do you think about this circumstance and this moment? And he answers us. And we simply have yielded to that in absolute surrender. Now, when you're that in that place, it's a greater surrender than you'll ever know. I understand that we have this idea when we say these things like, Lord, I want to walk in extravagant obedience because I love you. That's true. And we do. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, Jesus said. But the most expressive obedience and extravagance is the obedience of Jesus. If you're one with him, then his peace is your peace. His joy is your joy. Right? His self-control is your self-control. His kindness is your kindness. His goodness is your goodness. Remember what we've been saying? God didn't create you to be good. He created you to contain, to enjoy, and to steward the goodness of Jesus, to manifest his goodness. He didn't create you to be holy. He created you to be one with the holiness of Jesus and manifest his holiness. Surrendering to his obedience is the most extravagant expression of obedience it could ever know. Can you imagine living the surrendered life that Jesus lives? When you read scriptures, the risks that he took, how radically obedient he was, how radically surrendered he was to the Father. He was always doing the Father's will. Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. See, we're his beloved son. You're his beloved daughter. We're in the beloved. He loves you as much and loves me as much as he loves Jesus, the Father does. And we get to offer to the Father and surrender to the, we get to offer him the obedience of Jesus. Not trying to be surrendered, not trying to be obedient, just yielding to, sinking into the extravagant obedience that Jesus lives. Now again, that's enchanting to me. To go that far, to experience that kind of surrender, that kind of obedience, man, that's a different standard. And it's not what I'm trying to do. It's just what I'm participating in. Powerful, amazing, the life that Jesus lives, that he lives through us, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Okay? Well, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your day experiencing the obedience of Jesus manifested through you. Amen. Amen.